Now for one whale of a tale. A British family goes on an Australian sailing vacation. It's their first day out. They're 10 miles offshore, 2 hours into a 10-day trip around the Whitsunday Islands on their chartered 40-foot yacht. Winds are strong and steady. On the boat are Mary and Trevor Johnson, their two sons Mark and Anthony, and Mark's girlfriend Helen. Mark Johnson joins us on the line. And Mark, why don't you pick up the story from there?
We were hit by a whale. We were hit by a humpback whale, approximately 20 to 30 foot in length and probably about 20 tons.
Sounds pretty scary to be hit by a whale.
Absolutely terrifying. I never experienced something like that, and I hope that I never ever have to do it again, to be honest with you. It hit the bow three quarters of the way along my port hand side and leapt onto its stomach and slid down the port hand side, taking with it the mast stays, the rigging, the mast, the jib, and finally the bimini at the back, the sun awning.
You're saying that the whale effectively leapt onto the boat and just cleared the deck with his body.
That's exactly it. It cleared the deck, mostly through pulling the stays away, but it certainly cleared all the railings, shattering the deck with barnacles. It was absolutely incredible. Over in a flash, but incredible.
Must have been quite a dramatic flash, though. What were you thinking during this?
Well, at the time, myself and my brother obviously have talked about it since, and we thought it was a rock that we'd hit. It slid along, as I was saying, and it was, by the time it became level with the cockpit, it was 12 foot above my brother and myself and about 2 foot away, and it looked right at us, and at that stage, obviously, we knew that it was a whale.
But take me back to that moment when, if I've got this right, you're staring the whale in the face.
That's exactly it. We're staring right into its right-hand eye.
And what is it? What does a humpback whale look like from that close?
Up close and personal, not particularly nice. It was a very scary moment. The eye was about the size of a dinner plate. It was huge, and it let out the most eerie moan I can imagine. It's very, very eerie. Whale as it left the boat and swam away.
I'm just wondering, when this ended, that is, when you surveyed the damage to the boat, were you concerned that the whale would have another go at you, or that there might be another whale out there?
There may have been another whale. A lot of theories that we've got in England at the moment is that because we were on a straight line course, we may have inadvertently separated the mother and its calf, in which case the whale was probably trying to get to its calf and found us in the way. It was very much like a scene out of Jaws, so I just really was worried about it actually, whether it would hold the boat, in which case we'd have to evacuate the boat, or whether it would actually circle or come back. But as I saw it slip off the back of the boat, it swam away quite happily, peacefully, and didn't splash its tail at all. It was fine.
Did you have a good whale attack clause in your insurance on the boat?
It was actually quite funny. My father, the day before, because it was the first day of a holiday, actually took out the higher policy on the damage charge for the boat, which was lucky. But the insurance is all covered as well.
Well, Mark Johnson, who's now, by the way, back in Coventry, England, back home, far from the whales. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.